His voice roared over her, loud, sexy, and so richly decadent that she felt her limbs going loose with excitement, with arousal, with need. Jameson Matthews knew she wasn't the only woman in the audience to feel that way while listening to Ryder Montgomery sing. His deep, raspy baritone was one long mind and body fuck. But that didn't make it any less powerful. Neither did the fact that she'd been listening to it for 10 long years, ever since she was a 13-year-old kid with a crush on the lead singer of her brother's band. Some things didn't change. And some things did. Shake and Dirty had come a long way from the teenage garage band they'd once been. The tens of thousands of screaming fans currently filling this very amphitheater attested to that, as did the bras and panties that haphazardly littered the stage. Her brother, Jared, had picked up a sheer red thong and draped it over the neck of his guitar, while Micah's bass was decorated with lacy purple boy shorts. Totally disgusting if she let herself dwell on where those panties had been just a short time before. But she wasn't going to do that, wasn't going to let anything mar her enjoyment of the show. Being here, watching her brother play with the others in the middle of this gigantic venue, co-headlining The Rock on tour with some of the hottest bands around, was a dream come true. She wouldn't waste a second of it. The song ended and the crowd went nuts, screaming and whistling, chanting and shouting, begging for more. Jameson went nuts right along with them. Didn't even mind when the surging fans pressed her closer and closer to the barricade that kept eager devotees off the stage. That was her big brother up on that stage. Her big brother, and Ryder, and Wyatt, and Quinn, and Micah. They'd come a long way since Jared had let her listen in while they'd practiced in the garage, and she couldn't be more proud. After all they'd been through, they'd finally made it. Unlike her. For a second, panic threatened at the disaster her life had become practically overnight. It wasn't the accident that hadn't been her fault, but had left her with a totaled car anyway, a car that had been worth only $3,000, which gave her pretty much no chance of buying a reliable replacement for the amount the insurance would pony up. Nor was it that her douchebag boyfriend had dumped her while she was down. Sure, she'd thought she was in love with Charles, but in retrospect, she was willing to admit that there had been some major red flags in their relationship. Chief among them was his inability to keep his zipper up around other women. Not even the fact that her closest friend she'd made since moving to San Diego had been sleeping with her douchebag of a boyfriend had made her feel this tied up in knots. She'd thought Lisa was pretty cool, but her friend, make that her ex-friend, had never made a secret of her freewheeling morals. But losing her job this morning, a job she'd loved and had invested so much of her time in, had been the piece de resistance on top of that shit pile her life had recently become. Especially considering she'd uprooted her whole life to move to San Diego less than 6 months before, just so she could take this stupid job. It was the first step on the 10-year plan she'd had for her life, a plan that now lay in utter ruins around her. She wanted to crawl back into bed and forget the last 48 hours had ever happened, or, barring that, rewind the clock so that she could have seen coming some of the crap that had been heaped on her. Not all of it, obviously, but it might have been nice to know the restaurant where she'd landed her first big job out of cooking school was having to close before she'd bought and worn the most gorgeous pair of Louboutins she'd ever seen. Or before Charles had forced her to listen to his diatribe of all the reasons he cheated on her, reasons that were, of course, completely her fault. She'd called bullshit on him, but still. Standing here with all these women, so many of whom were skinnier and prettier than her, only gave his words credence in her head. Not to mention the last thing she should be doing right now was screaming along with a bunch of Shake and Dirty fans while fantasizing about the lead singer of her brother's band.